What's up, y'all? It's your girl Deshari. Welcome back to another episode of It's a Perspective. Y'all, I'm super excited for today's episode. But if you haven't already, make sure you go tune into the last three episodes. I believe it may have some good points that could benefit you. So go check that out. Y'all, you already know me. I gotta get my shameless plugs out the way before we get the episode going. So go follow at It's a Perspective on Instagram to stay up to date on all things It's a Perspective. All right, y'all. So we got a special guest here today. He's a rapper, songwriter, and dope entertainer. He's recently released a project called Manifest with two dope singles, So Far Gone and Manifest. Y'all, and one of my favorite people with the dopest vibe, my brother from both mother and father. Y'all, give him a warm welcome. It's Major Da Creative.
Yes, 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 yes.
What's up, Major? What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing phenomenal.
Y'all, so if you don't know, this fire beat that's playing in the background right now is actually from Major himself.
Hey.
Y'all, it's a project he hasn't released yet.
That's all the hush hush, you know.
Listen, it ain't no hush hush. I need you to start releasing these projects. The people want to hear it.
Touche, you feel me?
Listen, so introduce yourself. This is your time to hype yourself up. Give the people what they want to hear.
Listen, it's your boy. You know what I mean? My name is Major the Creative, you feel me? That's Major with the D to the A, K for creative, you feel me? So, you know what I mean? It's been a journey and it's been a process, but here I am. How you doing, sis?
I'm well. Listen, we're not gonna waste these people's time though. Okay. You already know that this show flows and I wanna keep people on their toes.
Most definitely.
Listen, I didn't mean to rhyme there, but that was cool, right?
Y'all,
listen, let's get into it. A fan favorite. That's my jam. This is a segment in my show where you can play a song that you're feeling at the current moment. It's a song that you can't resist jamming, dancing, or singing to. So, Major, what's your jam?
Yeah, so we're going to have to start off the jam with Manifest for to show off the new project, Manifest. Let's just let the viewers hear.
All right, let's get into it.
Man, this shit's amazing. Hey, never knew life would get me this far. They going back on precious moments like, made my first check off $100 like, word, is this all I deserve? Yeah. Hit that Mary Jane saying, this chump changed, now it's time to switch lanes. Hey, I'm coming in full action, couldn't sit back anymore. I had to make it happen, now these niggas feel the crunch.
Cause I'm the captain now.
Yeah.
What? You trying to come with them like that for your gym?
Like that, yes, for sure.
Okay, so I want to get your perspective on this song. Like, when you were making this song called Manifest, what was in your head when you were doing this?
Wow. So, you know, the process of, you know, creating the song or the project Manifest itself, you know, I had to put myself in a place where, you know what I mean, what was my life like, you know, before the pandemic, you know what I mean, before everything hit to the fan where we was just all stuck at home. You know what I mean? A lot of us work from home or a lot of us didn't work at all. And, you know, that put a lot of perspective in our lifestyle just from that. And so, you know, with making the song Manifest that you guys just heard, you know what I mean? I put myself in a space where I had to become aware of my surroundings or become aware of what I want to manifest in life. And so when I start off the lines, like, you know, never knew life would get me this far. Think on back on precious moments, like, maybe my first check of $100, like, word, is this all I deserve? So, you know what I mean? We, during the pandemic, a lot of people are realizing their worth in the process. You know what I mean? A lot of people are working, you know, a job, or they couldn't work at the job where it wasn't at the time, you know, what was it called? Jeez. Essential jobs. Sorry about that. Yeah, so when we, you know, when people, you know, didn't have essential jobs, you know, they discovered, well, what's my worth? So you see a lot of people at that time turn to their phones or social media, as you can see where TikTok has risen or a lot of social platforms has risen to where people are understanding their worth, their true selves, and to manifesting what they want for themselves and their lifestyle. And they understand that the pandemic doesn't care, you know, or doesn't care for those that are working hard to make a living, to where if the world is in shackles, you are as well in shackles. You know what I mean?
And ooh, so that's good.
So you know what I mean, that right there, you know, manifestation and the song Manifest, you know, the roots came from the pandemic, to where we all have to be aware of our self-worth and our what we could bring to the table. And so you got to manifest those things that you feel is great to yourself and that you want to have within yourself. So that was the root for the reason why I made Manifest.
Yo, not already dropping gems. Can we get into the show first? Like, wait, wait. All right. So you said manifest. So yeah, what are you manifesting for yourself right now? Like, you, y'all, if y'all don't know, this man is a completely different person from who he was like 1 year ago, yeah, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm like just super proud of, you know, all the things that he's doing. And so
yeah,
for yourself, what are you manifesting for yourself right now?
You know, so, you know, the word manifestation or the word manifest itself means clear or obvious to the eye or mind. You know what I mean? So yeah, to the eye or mind. So me, everything, you know, in life, when you look at somebody that's successful, you ask them the how, what they gonna tell you first? It's in the mind. You gotta take care of your mindset. So I had to take care of my mindset. You know what I mean? And so within that process, you know what I mean, just to let everybody know or the viewers know, you know what I mean, before you see me as this nice, handsome young man that you see now, I was an obese guy. You know what I mean? I was over 400 pounds. You know what I mean? I had, you know, went through financial struggles. You know what I mean? I didn't value my self-worth, or I didn't value, you know, what I was putting into the world during this time. So, you know, I was going through a lot of struggle in that field or within the mind. And so, you know, things became a lot clearer where I was like, you know what, there has to be more than this situation that I was in. And so I was just like, you know what, I got to turn my life around. Well, turning my life around, you know, the root person is Kavon, my son. So with looking into my son's eyes and seeing how he's growing up on a daily basis and how he's looking up to his father, and he wants his father to be active and to run and to play and to be involved in his life the way he wants, I had to put myself in the mindset to where I have to obtain that structure for my son, so that way he can, you know, have his father full time, not just someone that's just sitting behind, or, you know, that's lacklustering or just being gluttonous in his ways and days of not making himself a better person. So I just had to correct my mindset. With correcting my mindset, that's how I manifest. So what I'm seeing myself, or when I'm manifesting myself, is just truly unlocking, you know, who I am, who DeLon is, or who Major the Creative is, so that way I can move forward in life. In that way, I can, you know, control myself, because it's all about understanding your mind first, and it's all about having that self-control to get to where you need to go, because it takes a lot of discipline, it takes a lot of action, it takes a lot of planning to prep you into the person that you want to become based on any success you see within yourself. Success doesn't have to be $1 million. Success doesn't have to be a famous person or an actor or anything that you see that's promoted so heavily in the media. It's just, success could be anything that you want to accomplish within yourself and within your mind.
Woo.
So yeah, I mean, I'm preaching to the choir right now, and I don't feel like preaching. So come on,
listen,
sis.
listen. I love, you know, when you are able to get in your flow. Listen, yeah, our dad says that all the time. When you get in flow, it just, stuff just start coming out of you.
It does.
Really start speaking, you know, true word that people need to hear.
Yeah.
And I'm just, I don't know, this episode is just, it's giving me everything I need right now.
It's giving what it's supposed to give.
It's,
I get it.
It's giving what it's supposed to give. Y'all. Major.
Yeah.
Okay, so you talk about correcting your mind.
Yeah.
Do you think that the cliche things that people say,
mm-hmm,
are the root to why people don't listen in order to help them correct their mind? Because there's a lot of cliche topics out there.
For sure.
Like, focus on yourself. Get, yeah, your mind and your soul and your body together before you start chasing after materialistic things.
Right.
Do you think that is, you know, a way to help you channel fixing your mind?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that a lot of it has to do with, you know what I mean, what's cliche to you? You know what I mean? So, I mean, I'm a literal person. So I take things literal, you know, when you say things. So when you say things like cliche, you know, I look it up. You know what I mean? It's a phrase or opinion that is overused and portrays a lack of original thought.
Hold on, y'all. Y'all know what I said? I said that I like to look up terms to help you guys understand what it means, because it really helps us to define each word. And so when we break it down for what the definition means, we're not just taking what our interpretation is, we're taking what the meaning actually is. Yes, so go ahead and tell us what the definition is.
For sure. So when you mention cliche, you know what I mean? You know, the meaning of cliche to me is or what is defined in Webster's or on Google, a phrase or an opinion that is overused and betray a lack of original thought. So, you know, keyword, you know what I mean? One of the key things I look into this definition is a phrase or an opinion that is overused, keyword overused, and portrays a lack of original thought. You know, when you understand yourself, when you understand the I in me, and that could be interpreted in different languages, like in Spanish, M-I, me. You know what I mean? When you understand the I and me, then you understand that, you know, every thought and action you have is never a lack or is never seen as not original, because you are the original person that you are to be made of this earth. You know what I mean? You was born in this earth. You know what I mean? You're going to die, you know, within this earth by yourself. So if you believe in that way of that, you know, what your original thought of who you are or what you're trying to manifest and become is a cliche, try to get your mindset together, to get your body together, and you think all that's a form of cliche thought, then you got to look at that in a way, because what people are telling you that is at a level is for what you can understand. Because what you got to understand is you're at a certain level in your life. You want to know the how too before you want to know the why.
Yeah.
Like, why do you want to know the how to before you know the why? You know what I mean? So you have to understand these people that you're getting advice from, that you're seeking advice from. A good person I like to, you know, look up to, or, you know, understand business, you know, mindset things or goals or anything that has to deal with a certain market and social media and how you obtained it to become successful is Gary Vee himself. You know what I mean? And Gary Vee is the guy, you know what I mean? If you see his YouTubes, if you see his Instagrams, or you see anything that he posts, and you see all these people that looks up to him and ask him, you know, how to do this and this and that, they overlook the purpose. They overlook the why that they're doing, because they reiterate the question again, like, well, how do you do that? How can you understand how to when you don't understand the why and the purpose for yourself? You know what I mean? So you have to be humble within yourself, not to others, but within yourself enough to understand that, you know, I'm at this place in life. I'm not at that place in life. I'm trying to get to that place in life. But you can't just always say how to do this. It's like saying that, ooh, I need money to do this. How can I make this money to do this? What you're saying is that you would do anything to make you money to do what you want to do without the repercussions, without the consequences, without the knowledge of what could you get into that field of making money in. You know what I mean? You're just saying something that's random or that's just out in the universe that it could throw anything in your path, in your way. So you get all these opportunities at your door, like, oh, you can make money doing podcaster, you can make money in doing advertising, you can make money in doing working a 9-to-5, or you can make money doing this. So that you have all these choices and options because you trying to make money. That's all your thought is. You know what I mean? So you got to understand the purpose for you. You got to understand the purpose of why. So that's just how I look at things. You know what I mean? Everything that somebody tells you is not a cliche. It's just something that you have to define within yourself.
Okay. So I was just thinking when you were talking. You started off when you were talking, you were saying there is an I in me, right? Yeah. And we were talking about cliche topics, right? Mm-hmm. Let me get close to the mic. I'm sorry, y'all. We are talking about cliche topics, and there's always this one that says there's no I in team. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yo, there's no I in team, but there certainly is a me.
Exactly.
There certainly is a me.
Exactly.
I gotta do what benefits me to help the team. Man, I think I just dropped a bar.
You did drop a bar. You know what I mean?
Listen, I'm trying to get as deep as my brother right now, because, you know, he just spitting game right now.
Facts.
Y'all, we're not going to spend too much time on this. I just wanted to kind of get his perspective.
For sure. I just understand my mindset. Like you said, you know?
Literally, his perspective. on his song, not only his song, but just on life in general. Because, you know, this brother, he's really deep. And like I said, he's really transitioned, and he's starting to just, woo, he's very wise, you know. And I feel like I'm wise beyond my years, but he's growing, and the man he is now is really wise beyond his years. So, y'all, we're going to hop right into it.
But
real versus fake.
Yeah, for sure.
So, we were talking about cliche.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about manifestations.
Manifestations.
But people be saying that real is real and fake is fake.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that we were having a conversation the other day,
mm-hmm,
that fake can become real over time.
Right.
A lot of things that we believe right now could most certainly be fake, mm-hmm, but it's become real because society has made it real.
Exactly.
So, mm-hmm, my question is to you, what is fake and what is real?
Man, you know what? Getting to this topic, this is such a deep, deep topic. But you know what? Based on my knowledge and understanding of what we're going to get into this, because we did talk about this when we was in California, you know what I mean? And so my ideal of real versus fake is that, you know what? At some point in life, you know, we build a class around this ideal topic of what is real and what is fake. You know what I mean? And to believe something is fake, it has to be real.
Ooh.
The reason why I say that is because why would you question something that's fake that you already know that something is real? Try to represent that something is real. So when we look at, you know, going back to the days, and I'm going to just give you, experience I had growing up. You feel me? When I rocked these pair of Jordans. Retro 7s, to be exact.
Listen, it always falls back to the Jordans.
Jordans. Retro 7s, to be exact.
Listen, I don't know. Kids back in... That's a whole different topic, but... That's crazy.
Yeah, no,
okay, go ahead.
I'm just giving based on my experience as a black male in America, you know what I mean? And being around a community of people that believes what you rock is your representation of who you are as a person. You know what I mean? First and foremost. So to have that ideal mindset as a kid, you know what I mean? As an adolescent at that, you know what I mean? We don't even have no status as kids. We just going to school. You feel me? Our parents is paying for what we wearing. You know what I mean? So,
right.
So you, it is so much deeper than just, you know, saying that, oh, I rocked a pair of, you know, fake J's, because in having a whole community of people like yourself, like your peers, to, you know, give that opinion or thought or they input something that it should be real. And if you rocking this, then you ain't a part of the clique type stuff. So from my experience, pretty much, I had a pair of Jordans. I can't remember how I got them. I remember, you know what? I think our uncle or cousin was selling some shoes, whatever. But anyway, not to go deep into that, I just got a pair of shoes that I believed in my spirit that was the dopest pair of shoes I had, because
fly.
They were a pair of Jordans and they resembled sevens, retro sevens. And you know what? I was playing Little League football at the time, Sooner Select. And you know what I mean? And people was just
shout out
back in them days.
Woo.
Ooh, but anyway,
took me back.
I know, right? But no, outside of that, you know, I had, so I remember rocking these pair of shoes. I remember people saying, ooh, I like your shoes. I like your J's. And you know what I mean? When you have somebody that's in-house, you know what I mean? When I say in-house, like in your circle, in your inner circle that you affiliate with on a daily basis, somebody pointed out to me like, yo, bro, that Jordan sign is the other way, bro. Those are fake.
Yikes.
You know, that tore down my spirit, to be honest with you. I thought I was rocking some legitimate, authentic pair of retro 7 J's because I believed it was real. I never believed it was fake. You see, the thought behind that is that it really works in its favor. It really does, because, you know, it helps. At the end of the day, it's going to help the brand regardless.
Right.
It's going to help the business, the brand that you're representing regardless. So when you look at the mindset of what our people have to rock something so authentic, it to be realistic in a way that, hey, we're all inner city here. You know what I mean? Who has the time to be paying $200 worth of shoes per drop for a child of 3, 2, 4, 5? You know what I mean? You don't know what the house or what, you know, you don't know the situation. You don't know the experience. You don't know anything behind closed doors. So for you to say anything, you know what I mean, to knock anybody's way of belief, the way of living, or the way of, you know, representing who they are as a person, when they believe that something is real, who are you to say it's fake? Because guess what? That concept alone is that, listen, I'm trying to believe that these Jordans is real. Okay. I believe in a brand, but bro, they fake.
Okay, listen to this. So, I know I'm interviewing you.
No, go ahead.
I just want to add my two cents. Yeah. I think that fake turns fake as we are little, as we are children, mm-hmm. growing up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Real only turns real
mm-hmm.
when we start to establish in our mind that somebody said that they're fake.
Mm. I feel you. And you know what? That goes back to our definitions here too. You know what I mean? When we compare the differences, you know, and I'm a literal person. I'm a literal person because I look at definitions by for show. When people come at me at ways, and you know what I mean, I'd be like, what you mean? I gotta understand the term, what you're coming from. So
yeah,
what real is, you know, just for the people out there, is something that's actually existing as a thing or occurring in fact, not imagined or supposed.
Whoa.
Existing as a thing or occurring in fact. So when you understand the term there, real is something of existence that's in reality, that is something that you're wearing, or it's factual. You know, it's a factual thing that you're really, you know, taking into consideration. And then when you look at the definition of fake.
All right, so I'm going to give you the definition of fake.
All right, bet.
So fake is not genuine, counterfeit, or shame. Yikes.
Mm.
Or shame. So they put shame to fake things.
Shame. Man. That's deep. That's
so when we relate a fake dollar bill to a real dollar bill.
Right.
Obviously there's a difference between fake and real.
Exactly.
But I wanna dive deeper into fake versus real, because I think that there's a thin line between love and hate, but there's a thin line between fake and real.
It is.
Because what our eyes see could be fake.
Mm-hmm.
But what is happening is real.
It's real. Yes.
What you interpret could be fake or it could be real.
True.
But what is happening?
Do you believe it?
Basically.
Mm.
So basically what we're saying is, do you believe that fake is fake and real is real?
Mm. You know, it just all goes back into, you know what I mean, the concept of faith.
Woo!
You know what I mean? It's the concept of faith.
He didn't say fake. He said faith.
Faith with the TH at the end. It's all about faith. You know what I mean? It's something that we grown accustomed to over time, because you know what I mean, we all believe that there's a higher being that there is to be, right? You know what I mean? Some of us believe that there's science in things that create us, you know? So when you look at those differences and when you're trying to understand, you know, what's real and what's fake, it's like, you know what I mean, when you like visit another country or when you visit another place, you know what I mean? You see this all the time in movies. You see this all the time on TV. You see this all the time on magazines. You see, this is something that you thrive to experience for yourself. And when you are actually experiencing, you're flabbergasted, or I don't know, let me not go there, you're surprised, or you're like,
yeah, flabbergasted,
you know, or surprised in ways that you think that this is too good to be true. So with that statement, you know what I mean, or that feeling that you have that this is too good to be true, like this is too good to be real, is what you're saying. But you think this moment is a fake moment because you had this whole ideology of what was created around this place, what was created around this environment, to think that this is too good to be true, or this is a fantasy or a fairy tale like environment that you're experiencing, because not many get to be experiencing on the daily. So when we think about fake, real versus fake, we got to put in consideration, or we got to take in consideration that, you know, a lot of people do not get to experience what we want to be real, but instead they experience what seems to be fake, non-original or counterfeit, or, you know, not the brand that meets the standard. Because when you go and get a pair of Yeezys from Adidas, and you go to Walmart and get a pair of whatevers that imitate Yeezys in a way, you know what I mean?
But them prices though on them Yeezys, I don't know if I'm paying that much.
And that brings it to all the consideration that, you know what I mean, when we think that something is real and we question that it's fake, that means it's too good to be true for you to experience, or it's too good to be true that, man, you can't, there's no way you can, if I can't experience it, you can't experience it. So I'm gonna knock it down, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So okay, this is one direction I want to go into real quick.
Okay.
You just talked about Yeezys,
mm-hmm.
and you know, so many different people are walking around here with fake Yeezys that we think are real.
Speak.
So, not to go in the direction of them wearing what they wear, I want to go in the direction of, what is your perception of why do you have to obtain that quote unquote real thing,
that real material,
and then you have to go and shame someone who is wearing a quote unquote fake object? Because what I've realized, you know, just growing up, having different experiences, you know, navigating this entrepreneur lifestyle, right, mm-hmm. that I'm trying to, you know, obtain. I'm not gonna fake and flaunt like I'm big successful out here,
mm-hmm.
but we getting there. Listen, mm-hmm. always on the progress.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go on these different websites,
mm-hmm.
everybody Shopifies, but they
can't drop ship. Mm.
Y'all don't know that line. That's on post-pandemic flow. Go listen, when he releases that, y'all, we going up for real. Anyway, not to get off topic.
Yep.
If you get on Shopify,
mm-hmm.
you got to buy some products from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you make them yourself or whether you get them from mm-hmm. somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
most people get them from a supply chain,
mm-hmm.
out of
Alibaba.
And when I go on that site, I see all of the same things that these designer brands have.
Mm.
They're getting it sourced
mm-hmm.
roughly from the same place.
Mm-hmm.
So when I start to think about real and fake, my view is a little skewed, because mm-hmm. I'm thinking, listen, I ain't going to go pay for no $325 Yeezys when I can go to, you know, Alibaba site and get the same thing just without the label on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. But the craziest thing is this, you know, the person that you are rocking the product. It's not, I'm not even going to go into brand. I'm talking about product. You know what I mean? This is just a, you know, business 101 thing, man. You know, when you think about this.
Y'all, and I ain't even trying to be cheap out here. Like, I'm just saying.
Right.
I'm just saying. Listen, if you can relate to me, I'm just saying, go put a dollar sign in the comment section on Instagram.
Right now.
A dollar sign. If you can relate to, if you, listen. I know we all out here stunting, flossing, and getting in our bag, right? I promise you we are. But I don't know if I'm going to be out here just
capping.
Ooh.
cap. Hey, you know what? I just want to say this. You know, you brought up a good point. You know what I mean? When you see designer things being represented, you know, in the media and by someone that has a, you know, an influence or a platform to leverage off the product, you know what I mean? You just have to understand the game of capitalism at the end of the day. You know what I mean? We are always at war with ourselves, no matter how peaceful we try to get. So why not create a class rage or a mental class rage of who's rocking authentic or who's rocking something that's less authentic? You know what I mean? And so there's a study that's been done in the pharmaceutical market. You know what I mean? When it comes to certain labels, like brands like pills like Tylenol, Zyrtec, or all these brand medications that you know today that you go in the store that you feel as if it's a trusted brand,
right?
That's supported by a government, that's supported by a platform, that's supported by, you know, an influence that runs the country that says you got to take this product because this does
you
this.
You got a headache.
Yeah. You got this, and you trust in the brand.
Stuffy nose, you know.
You trust in a brand that would do the same exact thing, and this is also called, guys, placebo. That's the exact same thing that an off-brand product would do. And you will notice, before any off-brand products are on the shelves, that name brand product has to be on shelf life for a certain amount of time before that off-brand label or that off-brand product or that white label product that's known in the business world to be validated or to be eligible enough to feel as if that this meets the same criteria as Zyrtec brands, as Claritin brands, as, you know, if you notice, if you peep, if you go to CVS, you know what I mean? Everybody get a CVS brand flu cold, you know, medicine that says as Tylenol or as such as such. You know what I mean? You see that clarification in the product.
Yeah.
So to you, that's real. If you can look at that in a way, well, I'm tanking the same exact same. It says the same. If we have a nutritious label, or if we have a label that labels the ingredients to a product like Yeezys, ingredients product like Jordans,
yeah,
then we will pay more close attention to the things that, oh, well, this is, well, if this ingredient is in Jordans and this ingredient is in the off-brand kind of Jordans, they look just alike, then it has to be real. You have to have, and that's in people's minds, people, and you can't really do that in, you know, in top of retail type products and things like that. People never have probably even thought of it like that, but it's the same type of concept where you're trying to get other things like food, medicine, or anything else like that that has a label that the ingredients that matches the same competitor's name brand label or ingredients, because then that's when you say, oh, this is real.
Okay, so is there a difference between real air and fake air?
Ooh, you know what, I'ma just say it. My whole life people thought I had fake hair. And it's crazy to me. People really be pulling my hair because I you know, I have, just for the viewers to understand, I do have locks. Not dreads, but locks. You know what I mean? So I've grown this hair for about 6 years straight, and I still get questioned to this day that, is your hair real? You know what I mean? And that's the same concept that a lot of days people are in the mind of instant gratification. Let's just be honest. You know what I mean? We want things in a fast way. We want fast results. That's the realization that a lot of people a lot of people that do pay attention to real or fake things, they want things in an instant. Those are the same people that want things in an instant. And so when you can't fathom that a person will have the patience in time, 6 years.
Ooh.
So you gotta bring that concept back to who you are as a person or who you are as a being to even judge someone or state your opinion about, is this real? Because at the end of the day, you gotta look at yourself. It's a self-reflection of, oh, this is something that I don't have, so I have to question something that is real, or is the person that does have something at my level, you know, how can they obtain the same thing? And I feel like I can obtain, but I don't have. So let me judge or question this person because this is too good to be true.
Y'all, and I'm just going to go ahead and say it. This applies to real success versus fake success.
Yeah.
This applies to how you view yourself, you know, really versus how you feel like you view yourself in a fantasy world, yeah, which is basically in quote unquote fake world.
Metaverse?
That's too deep. We're going deep. We have to do a part two. This is crazy. But listen, it all applies. And me and my bro, we so in tune. He read my mind. Mm-hmm. Literally, we just did a full circle on y'all. It all comes back to the mind. It all comes back to you.
What you manifesting.
Yeah, and what do you believe? Because I know people, you know, have, you know, different views on the word manifesting. So what do you believe? Like, I'm just going to say that for yourself. What do you believe? It ain't got to do nothing. You know, it don't have to have nothing to do with manifesting. It could have something to do with your faith. What do you believe?
What do you believe?
This is all up to you. Because if we genuinely take time to just step back and look at it from a bird's eye view, we can see that a lot of things that we interpret as real could be fake. And a lot of things that we interpret as fake could definitely be real.
For sure.
And we put too much pressure on ourselves. Guys, we literally only have one life to live. And listen, these cliche topics. You only live once, for real. For real.
Yeah.
Like, this ain't the curtain call. This ain't the curtain call.
Right.
You know, you're not just practicing.
Right.
This is the real thing.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
And so when we think about real versus fake, I want to leave y'all with a message, and I want you to chime in too, Major. When we think about real versus fake, we have to think about how are we viewing our reality? How are we taking on task each day? How are we preparing ourselves for the next day? Because each day is a blessing.
Yes.
Whether it's real or fake to you. In our community, because we are African Americans, we have a lot of mental illness. So I'm going to just go ahead and lay that out there as well.
Yeah,
so a lot of people's views could be interpreted very differently. The way we grew up. Yeah, I ain't trying to get too deep. I'm going to jump in and jump out real quick. We're not going to stay here too long. But listen. The way we grew up, people think that we're so far removed from things that have happened in our past. Yes, I mean slavery. Yes, I mean segregation. Yes, I mean all of that.
Injustices, inequalities.
Injustices. People think that we're so far removed. But how we grow up and how we view our world could be similar to how we... our parents, you know, view their world, because, you know, the teachings are just passed on and passed on and passed on. So when I say take a step back and look at it from a bird's eye view. Really, truly.
And taking a step back even further, how the Black American people spend their dollar in America.
Yikes. Because we just talked about materialistic things.
So at this point, folks, for us to shame each other, for us to have these issues and have these social class, you know, type, you know, rivalries or whatever the case may be, at the end of the day, if we take a step back, like my sis said, from a bird's eye view, let's look how we spend the dollar in America. You know what I mean? As a collective, not as individuals. None of us is individualized, because what we do in life is we get so into ourselves that, oh, we're the only ones that's experiencing this. Oh, we're the only ones that is living this lifestyle, and nobody else can ever, you know, think to live the same way that I'm living. You know, that's not the case. You know what I mean? When you meet people, when you grow up, when you have experiences with others, and you find along the way that a lot of people, regional wise, in America or outside the country, kind of have the same structure or the same home base or the same type of vibe that you had growing up, we're not alone in this world, guys. You know what I mean? So for us to say, you know, who are we to say that, you know, somebody that's rocking something that thinks that we think is fake, it's not real to them. And you know what? A lot of that has to deal with your mindset again, because ooh, that same fake item that you feel that you want to say, ooh, that's a fake one, that's a fake one, that's a fake one, to that person, that's probably elevating them into a reality that they're trying to build for themselves. So when you do a full 360, or when things do come in full circle, and when you see people that do have success in their lifetime, and you see their story, and you get motivated by their story, and they say, well, people thought I was this, people thought I was that, people, I used to rock this, I used to rock this, that was fake. But guess what? At the end of the day, they manifested what is real for them, and they can afford what's real, or they can afford what's fake.
Okay, I just want to hit on this last topic, y'all. This is our last piece of the show.
Yeah, because we gotta do a part two. That's too much. It's too deep for a lot of people.
People probably gonna tune out in the first 20 minutes. But it's so much going on in this episode. So many nuggets dropped in this episode. But this our last piece before we get out of here.
Yeah.
People's interpretation of you. Mm. And I want to touch on this because there's so many fake and so many real interpretations that people have of you. Mm-hmm. And we put it on ourselves.
Yes, we do.
We put on fake interpretations. We put on fake facades. You know, we put on what people think of us, and we carry it as our own and make it become real. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, listen, we about to wrap up here soon. But listen, what is your view on interpretations people have? Mm-hmm. It could be of you, it could be of other people. Mm-hmm. But what is your view on interpretations when we're talking about real versus fake?
Yeah. So like how people are interpreting you or what you're rocking, that's real or fake?
No. Mm-hmm. You as a person.
Me as a person. Oh.
Their interpretations that they're putting on you, or the interpretation that you're putting on yourself to make yourself this person that you're not, or you know, you can view it so many different ways.
It's a perspective. I get it.
Y'all, this pod, listen, the name of the podcast is so deep, and I really haven't given it all to y'all. But the perspective, woo! All right, get into it.
So
the perspective that people have about you that could be real or fake.
Listen, one of the things I have grown to know to this day, and I even came to realization as of not that long ago, maybe last year, maybe a few months back, I can't recall, but what I can tell you right now is that what I realize is that I cannot stress, I cannot put a finger on or just think about constantly on a daily basis or what people think of me, because I have no control of that.
Right.
I have no control of what your interpretation of my lifestyle is.
Woo.
I can only control me. And again, there's an I in me. You feel me? And so what I believe to be true, what I believe to be not true, is all about free will. That God or the source or whatever you may believe has blessed us with each individually to make you have a choice, to make you have a decision for your own. So I can't control that narrative for the others that think that, you know, I'm not as authentic, or I may be this capper out here or finesser or whatever the case may be. Because guess what? You know what I mean? At the end of the day, we are all basing all this information and this ideology, you know, things that we think of on a daily basis on the media. You know what I mean? And so we got to understand, social media is not a real place.
Ooh.
Reality that we live in is a real place.
That's crazy.
The time that you make it, the time that you using to make your money is a real thing. The checks or the cash that gets deposited to your accounts, or the credit card or debit cards that you have existing, and the things that you spend leisurely on, that's real. The time that you spend on anything is real. So when we break down the concept of what real is fake, we got to break down the concept of time, because that's something that we can never escape. And that's why I'm going to end on there, because I don't want to get too deep.
Y'all, we're going to have to do a part two. But before we do that, if y'all have, you know, stuck with us this far,
yeah,
I need you to go and Run it up in the Gmail. Y'all, it's a perspective podcast at gmail.com. Go ahead and email if we should do a part two. Go to Instagram at It's a Perspective Podcast. Run it up in the comments. Let us know if we should do a part two.
For sure.
Y'all, it's so much to talk about. But I want to give, you know, Major the Creative his applause, you know, his wisdom and his understanding of where I was trying to go with this whole thing is just amazing. And like I said, we have to take a step back on what real and fake is and give ourselves the opportunity to decipher that for ourselves and not put other people's opinions on ourselves.
Most definitely. So, y'all,
we're gonna do a part two, but I need y'all to go tell me.
Yeah.
Let's get 5-10 comments.
5-10 comments. And before, you know, we let go, I'm gonna do a shout out, you know what I mean? So, you know, I'm grateful for everybody tuning in, you know, to, you know, this episode of It's a Perspective by my sis, you know, Deshari Miller doing her thing, you know what I mean? This things happen in divine timing, you know what I mean? And you know what I mean? What you believe in yourself can become true to you, only you, within your mind.
Okay, stop it. We're going to get into it on the next one.
Listen.
listen, that's another. Y'all, he makes me not want to stop this. But listen, we're going to leave it there. There's so much that we can get into with real versus fake. Listen, he's going to come back once he drops this post-pandemic flow. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm going ahead and tell them the name because, listen, I believe that it's going to happen for you and that, like you said, divine timing is everything. Mm-hmm. So we can't rush the process.
On me. Hey, but you know what? I do want people to follow, though.
No. Listen, I was about to say, where can they follow you at? You know, where can they tune in to Major the Creative? Because, listen, I told him all the time, he needs to do videos. He got too much in his spirit to be holding it all in.
Really, all right.
Where can they follow you at?
Hey, y'all can follow me on Instagram at Major the Creative. Hey, it's spelled with the M A to the E. Jur the Creative with the D to the A. K as a Creative. You know, follow me on Instagram. That's where I be. That's where I post. You know.
Listen, he giving y'all all the different pronunciations. It's M A E J O R D A K R E A T I V E. Major the Creative. Y'all, give it up for Major the Creative one more time.
Yeah.
This was great. Love you, bro.
Yeah.
Listen, we're going to have to do this again.
For sure.
Actually, listen, I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Okay.
We just listened to Manifest.
Yeah.
But I want you to give them a few bars of So Far Gone.
Bet. Okay. Look. Yeah, I'm so far gone. That African on, get on my 10x rule, talking about ish like Grant Cardone. They see scars on my face, yeah, I feel like Al Capone. Stuck in the trap house just like Kevin, I'm home alone. Hey, if y'all haven't already, go follow my you know, stuff on Instagram and also tap to the link in the bio so that way you can stream Manifest everywhere on all streaming platforms. That bar for bar was from So Far Gone, the song, so yeah, tap in.
All right, thank you so much, Major. I had to give him another round of applause. Y'all, if you haven't gone and followed me on Instagram, I promise you that you're missing out because we have a lot going on over there. Like I told y'all, as we start to have these guests, as we start to have these intense conversations, the episodes are going to get longer, the conversations are going to get deeper. We're going to explore the perspective of people. Y'all, we are so disconnected in this world, and I feel like this podcast is here to bring us all together because we are our perspective. So y'all, it's your girl Deshari. Y'all go follow me. Listen, y'all go listen, tap into this Gmail that I just created because y'all, we gonna put this new segment on the show called We Got Mail. I didn't do it for this podcast episode because, you know, it's new. I want you guys to keep tuning in. Thank y'all so much. It means so much for all the responses that I'm getting back. And I just I love y'all so much, and I can't express it enough, and I'm just so proud that my brother was able to hop on this episode with me. So we about to take it out. I love y'all. Peace. In this world, I call a home, it's a cold world. A blue jay, not talking cold. I see the rose that grew from concrete down on Chisholm Road. Bottles of Merlot, sip the pain that came with Lowe's. I've been there before.